So you have an X-Men sequel script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And because of the way we ended the first movie, we have a couple of things we need to get out of the way.
Like what?
Well, like Wolverine took off on a motorcycle to look into his past, right?
Right.
So he's immediately gonna be like, well, couldn't find anything and go back to the mansion.
Oh, didn't put much effort into that at all.
And another thing is that Mystique is still taking the form of Senator Kelly.
Wait, she's still Senator Kelly? How long's it been?
A little while, I guess.
So she's been sitting in on meetings, voting on bills, going home to Senator Kelly's family, golfing?
Yeah, Mystique is a full-time public servant now, but sometimes she flashes her eyes yellow to nobody in particular, so she's still evil.
Oh, flashing your eyes yellow when nobody's looking is super evil.
We're also gonna have Storm back in this movie, and now her Kenyan accent is completely gone.
Oh, what happened to her accent?
I guess she spent the months in between movies going to speech therapy or something.
Wow, interesting priorities.
Also, Halle Berry threatened to club me with her Oscar if I didn't take out her character's accent.
She was having a tough time with it in the first movie.
Anyway, so in this movie, we're gonna have this bad guy Stryker attack the X-Mansion with a bunch of dudes.
That's not good.
And Wolverine's the only adult there, and he ends up escaping with Rogue and Bobby and this guy Pyro.
Okay.
So then they go hide out with Bobby's family in Boston.
And what happens there?
Well, Bobby is gonna come out as a mutant to his parents, and they're not gonna be understanding at all. They're gonna be like, have you tried not being a mutant?
Oh, I didn't realize this was a cheap wedding.
What do you mean?
Because that metaphor is thinly veiled.
Oh, solid burn on my writing abilities, sir. That one hurt my feelings.
Fantastic.
Anyway, so then the cops show up because Bobby's little brother is a dirty rat, and they think Wolverine's holding knives.
So they tase him?
No, they immediately shoot him in the goddamn face.
Oh my god, Boston PD doesn't mess around.
Yeah, but he's fine.
Well, thank goodness.
So then the X-Men take off in the X-Jet, but they get chased by some fighter jets.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Storm makes a whole bunch of tornadoes.
Wouldn't that be incredibly destructive and dangerous for the people down below?
Yeah, I guess she killed a bunch of people, or at least destroyed their homes.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So then what happens?
Well, the fighter pilots have to eject from their planes, but one of them manages to fire off two missiles.
Oh, so what does Storm do?
Well, at that point, she decides to stop helping.
What, couldn't she hit them with lightning or something?
Probably, but she's not gonna.
Why not?
Doesn't feel like it.
Huh.
So then Jean takes over, but she messes it up and the X-Jet gets hit.
Wow, Storm picked a horrible time to stop helping.
She sure did, so the X-Jet starts spiraling downwards.
Wow, it's gonna be tough for them to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just before the jet's about to crash, Magneto stops it with his powers.
He's gonna stop it? From where?
Well, he's like standing in the forest clearing next to where the plane's going down, so he just kinda catches it.
How could he have known the exact flight path of a jet doing evasive maneuvers at 500 miles per hour?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
And, the answer is, magnets.
Magnets?
Yeah. Magnets.
Well, that works for me.
Oh, thank God.
He is Magneto, after all.
He sure is.
And what else happens in the movie?
Well, Wolverine's whole thing in this movie is about wanting to find out about his past, right?
Okay.
And so he's gonna find out that Stryker was the one who injected him with adamantium.
Wow, and what does Wolverine do with that information?
Absolutely nothing.
Huh.
And then Stryker's gonna use his own son, Jason, to control Professor X and Cerebro and try to kill all the mutants in the world.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but Magneto's gonna stop him and be like, hey, kill all the humans instead, okay?
So what happens with the humans?
Well, Professor X starts to do his thing, so all the humans in the world kind of freeze up and have these crazy pain seizures.
Wow, so we're actually gonna have Professor X kill a bunch of people? That's dark.
No, he's not gonna kill anyone, they're just gonna kind of freeze up in pain.
But what about the humans that are driving on the freeway or piloting planes or in the middle of surgery? Wouldn't they all die?
Right.
Right. So how do you explain that one?
I'm just gonna go with magnets again, if that's cool.
Fair enough. Magnets are tight.
Anyway, so then a dam is gonna break because Cyclops is the freaking worst, and all the X-Men are gonna have to escape from the water.
Exciting.
But then the plane isn't starting, so Jean has to sacrifice herself.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she gets out of the plane and controls it with her mind because there's some water on the way.
Isn't there a mutant on the plane that freezes stuff?
There's two, actually, because Storm has a whole big scene earlier where she freezes stuff.
And they didn't even try to freeze some of the water, make a protective barrier or something?
They do not. So then, yeah, Jean dies, but also she doesn't because sequels.
Wow.
So what do you think?
It sounds great, man. Just make sure you don't go too deep into Wolverine's origin, though.
Why not?
Well, because that's amazing material for a spinoff.
You want to make an entire movie about Wolverine's origins?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that's the best way to do this character justice.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did like it, we have a lot more of these on the channel. And you can let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.